WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 2 days after Bryan school board members approved spending $317,000 to raise the pay of 70 campus principals and assistants, the new superintendent posted a job opening for a new central office administrator.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck seeking a chief of staff. The 1.5-page job description with 13 bullet points starts with assisting Dr. Whitbeck in the direction and coordination of superintendent goals and district policies. Next, the chief of staff will represent Whitbeck when dealing with city, county, state, and federal representatives. This person will join Dr. Whitbeck's cabinet or senior leadership team will be paid a minimum of $104,000. A district spokesman confirmed the board has not approved the new position, but was notified of Whitbeck's intent to create the job and assumes the board will most likely be voting on the hire. WTAW News has asked school board president Trey Moore for comment. A copy of the job postings online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
America's Navy is coming to the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial on a Saturday evening, August 5th.
The U.S. Navy Band is going to be out there from Washington, D.C. They're going to be having a concert, and we'll have board members out there to give tours of the park, of the park, and then, of course, listen to the band.
The president of the memorial's board, retired General Randy House, says the next edition is the Mexican War. The dedication ceremony is Wednesday evening, September 13th. It will be the memorial's first Marine statue. And there is still time to submit names to be added to the All Veterans Memorial. The application form is online at bvvm.org. Those who use water from the city of College Station have access to the latest drinking water quality report.
It really doesn't change. It's basically dinosaur water. You know, it comes from 3,000 feet underground. It was put on this earth a long time ago. So the quality of groundwater just doesn't change very much. And so I have a table in the back of the report showing what's tested for and when, because sometimes you'll see things in the report. You know, it's the 2016 drinking water report, but there's results in there from like 2014. Why is that? Because those things don't change very often.
Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation, speaking on our show, says the report is online at cstx.gov/waterreport. A 3-judge panel in San Antonio has started hearing testimony on a lawsuit over the way congressional boundaries are drawn in Texas. Luis Vera with the League of United American Latin Citizens says while the minority population in Texas has skyrocketed, their representation in Austin has remained stagnant.
There should be at least 53 state house members that would be minority if they were to draw them proportionally according to the population of the state of Texas.
Attorneys for the state have argued that the boundaries are not drawn to dilute minority vote. Instead, they are drawn politically, and the courts have so far ruled that's constitutional. Bryan firefighters and animal control rescued a feral cat from the roof of the historic Queen Theater yesterday. Photos from the Downtown Bryan Association's Instagram page of the cat and its rescuers are online at WTAW.com. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 6. It is 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
So you've got that bugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass, those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is located off to our east, so lots of heat and humidity will be moving across the region from the Gulf of Mexico over the next several days. Partly sunny around 95 this afternoon. There could be a stray shower or storm. Partly cloudy, warm tonight, 75 to 80. More sunshine tomorrow with the chance for an isolated storm late in the day, highs near 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Thursday, chance of a storm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap yesterday's SEC Media Days and hear from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. Meanwhile, Aaron Judge is the Home Run Derby champ. We'll take a look at last night's contest. And Wimbledon continues today with women's quarterfinal action. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now, do we have any audio of Coach O from LSU?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's coming up as well.
You know, they had players try to imitate him yesterday, talking like him. And he's a great coach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he really is a good coach. And he probably should have ended up being the head coach at USC, but they probably couldn't understand him. So at least he's back in a part of the country where there are some people who can understand him. But he's it's like if you went ahead and just put ball bearings in your mouth and tried to talk like Marlon Brando with a gator on your shoulder.
It's like one of those charismatic voices that isn't meant to be charismatic.
Oh, man. Anyway, well, he's a piece of work. So a man robbed two banks while wearing a Superman T-shirt. He was arrested last week. Sang Nguyen, age 28, has been charged with two counts of robbery. The first robbery occurred July 5th. At a Wells Fargo bank. He waited in line at the bank, and when he reached the teller, he passed the teller a note demanding the cash, according to police. And when the money was handed over, that was when Mr. Nguyen left the bank, according to police. Now, the next day, he returns to another Wells Fargo branch and again waits in line and then gives the teller a note demanding cash. Police say he was wearing the same Superman T-shirt that he wore yesterday.
Dead giveaway, buddy.
Dead giveaway. Police officers saw the surveillance images from the robberies, and they recognized him from a traffic stop the officer had conducted earlier in the week. Found at a hotel. A day later, he's arrested and being held without bond. Would it have been? And again, I mean, not only is he wearing the Superman T-shirt, but he's tatted up, and you can see the tats. So, I mean, maybe he doesn't understand the way things work here.
Maybe not.
Maybe, mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's Nguyen with that funny spelling, which means he's not from around here. And so I guess we can maybe give him the benefit of the doubt, but still, he would seem to fall within, I don't know, were you going to use that for stupid criminals? Have you seen
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, he qualifies for that.
Yeah, definitely.
There's plenty out there.
Switching to Manchester, New Hampshire, a woman is demanding an apology and is raising questions about cleanliness at a McDonald's after her son became covered in poop in the playpen.
At the restaurant.
Germs, yes. Poop, no, she says. Says she never imagined her five-year-old would emerge from the yellow-sided covered area with another child's poop on him.
I don't think anybody ever imagines
said
that.
Said she was, yes, the child was playing tag with another kid who apparently had a soiled diaper.
Ew.
Okay. Well, all right, and I got it now. Now that we see the picture, but how was the kid playing tag? You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be
yeah.
Because there's part of that, anyway. Then she goes in the bathroom. There's no soap.
Poop tag.
Yeah.
Info.
She asked the employees to help. They laughed at her. This is not good.
No.
Anyway, it's not here. It's in New Hampshire. And I'm sure this will then cause people in New Hampshire to say, see, we don't need McDonald's up here. This is what happens when kids go play in the play area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blech.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hey, really, the story gets a lot worse because, I mean, for 10 minutes, she's pleading for assistance while the employees ignore her and take smoke breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Well, okay.
She had a friend, and the friend had a phone, so you know where that went.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's video, apparently.
Of her kid covered in poop?
Mm-hmm. And the
I'll
whole
probably pass on that.
And the confrontation with
what
the
about,
people.
And the people, but what? Where's the other mother?
Yeah, yeah, true.
Or parent.
The poop child
of the poop
mother.
Kid.
Yeah, the poop kid, that's
yeah.
right. Not sure. Anyhow, this is probably not the... okay, so they did get in touch with the owner. Dang. He said, quote... The safety and well-being of our customers are top priority. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't include poop.
Gotcha. We are investigating the situation, and we'll take any appropriate measures to address. Yeah.
I would hope so.
I love that part about the safety and well-being of our customers is our top priority.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the ones who are taking a smoke break while she's pleading with them to do something about it.
Yeah, they're not part of that R,
no.
quote unquote.
Or they may not be part of the workforce anymore, too.
That's true.
It's World Population Day. Okay.
All right. We've got one of those.
Yeah, then not much we can do about that.
Right.
It's Blueberry Muffin Day.
Ooh, I love a good blueberry muffin.
Yep, you know, that's true.
And fruit's in it, so it's healthy.
That's right. Don't worry about all that cake surrounding it.
Or the sugar. Sugar on top. Right. Nah. Yeah, now you're good.
Nah. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, once again, and another good thing to be eating while you drive.
Yep.
Of course.
When you get those.
Because they're not crumbly at all.
No, and when they're about the size of a softball, that also helps.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that maybe if you buy a blueberry muffin the size of a softball, that may be more than one serving.
Just yeah, you might want to save some of that for lunch.
That's right. And it's free day. I mean, it is free day.
Freezies beats paysies.
That's right.
And how appropriate that it's also Prime Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so let's get free stuff from Amazon Prime, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Right, exactly. Now, it's Chick-fil-A Cow Appreciation Day. And I must first of all say to you, at participating stores, there may be stores that don't do that. But anyway, I think you get free food if you dress like a cow. All right?
All right.
And
I have a friend that does this every year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, same costume or something different?
I think she made, and it's not necessarily a full cow costume, but it's like a cow-spotted T-shirt that she created.
Well,
and
if it works.
It worked. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If you go to the Chick-fil-A website for Cow Appreciation Day, they actually show... You know, you've seen those bunny ears that you can put on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the hair deal, you know.
Right.
Okay. All right. This
like
one
a headband.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It goes over the top. What do you call that? Remember when you used to have to hold your hair in place with those things?
Mm-hmm.
They have little comby things. And
yeah,
stuff?
A headband.
What are those?
Oh, I was thinking like in front of your head.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, a headband.
Okay. And it's got cow ears on it.
Right.
And then they also have cow noses and a little red bow tie.
I mean,
They got a whole set there.
Perfect.
And that's it. It says make or buy a cow costume.
Yep.
And show up at your favorite Chick-fil-A between opening and 7 p.m. and receive a free entree. So that could be fun.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
just make sure that the one that you're going to is a participating one.
Or else you'll just look like a weirdo.
That's right. They'll just tell you to go to another one where it is participating. But there's more. If we were sophisticated enough in this market, and we're not, I mean, there's a long list of businesses that we would like to have here and don't have here.
Yeah.
Waffle House, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's some people who want that Mexican restaurant that's based in Houston. But we don't have a 7-Eleven here yet.
Mm.
Now, my understanding is 7-Eleven has bought some stores here. They're just not branded 7-Eleven yet.
Okay.
And which would be great because today's 7-Eleven.
Today is 7-Eleven Day. Today is the day that you celebrate the opening of 7-Eleven, the first one ever. And also, there are customers at convenience stores, again, participating that will receive a Slurpee. So you could get a free meal at Chick-fil-A and get a free Slurpee if, in fact, we were
You could here. Eat for free
you
like
could.
A king.
Everything, and but the problem is we don't have a 7-Eleven here.
Yeah.
All right, well, once again, maybe one day we will. And don't forget, of course, tonight we'll all be watching. It's the 88th Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Whoop.
That's right.
Yeah, all right, and we have birthdays.
We got birthdays. You're going to have to help me out with this one, Chelsea. Alessia Cara?
Sure.
Is that how you say her name?
Yep.
She's 21. She has hits called Stay and Here, and she also did the Moana theme.
Wait, and she puts them together. It's Stay Here.
Stay
right?
Here, yeah.
Stay Here. Okay, got it.
Serinda Swan is 33, played Paige on Graceland, and also is going to be on Marvel's Inhumans TV series coming out.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. Cool.
Nadia Suleiman, who is also known as Octomom.
Oh, my.
Is 42.
Yeah, sure, why not?
And it says, and still a role model. Yeah,
she is. She's exactly what we want.
Lil' Kim. Kim, speaking of role models.
Oh, yeah.
43. Michael Rosenbaum's 45. He played Lex Luthor on Smallville and actually did a really good job.
Yeah, bald guy.
Yeah. Justin Chambers is 47. Played Dr. Alex Karev. Is that how you say it? On Grey's Anatomy?
Karev.
Karev.
Yep.
On Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. He's still on Grey's Anatomy. He hasn't been killed off yet.
Wow.
Most of the characters have.
Good for him.
He's one of the OGs. Yeah.
Debbie Dunning is 51. Was Heidi. On Home Improvement, the Tool Time Girl.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
And nothing else, right?
Yeah,
and
nothing I was going to say.
Lisa Rinna, is that how you say
yeah,
her name?
Lisa Rinna.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Man. She's, lips. Nothing but lips. That's all
right.
You see when you look at her.
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives.
Beverly Hills woman. Yeah, she's 54.
She's married to Harry, the, dang it.
Hamlin?
Yeah, maybe.
What?
Yeah, Harry
Wait,
Hamlin.
What? Harry Hamlin is married to one of the housewives of Beverly
Hills?
Well,
you have to become a housewife by marrying rich, so yeah.
That's how it happens.
I mean, she was married to him before becoming the housewife.
I understand.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Suzanne Vega's 58.
Right.
Had a few hits. Richie Sambora is 58, also former Bon Jovi songwriter and guitarist.
Okay.
Cella Ward is 61, was on Once and Again, The Day After Tomorrow, CSI New York, House, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Mindy Sterling is 64. Very funny. She was Frau Farbissina in the Austin Powers movies, if
there
you remember her.
Okay.
Stephen Lang is 65, was the villain in Avatar, and was also in Don't Breathe most recently, where he played the blind guy. And Giorgio Armani is 83.
Wow.
Jeff Corwin from Animal Planet. 50?
50? Okay. Yeah. Animal guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Tab Hunter. Tab Hunter was a... blonde-headed beach boy type movie star who ended up living an alternative lifestyle. He's 86 today.
Oh.
And had he taken better care of himself, John Quincy Adams was born on this date in 1767. Yeah, that'd been a long
time. So if only, yeah.
And there's a guy named Bruce McGill, who's an actor who you may have seen in a lot of things. He's Legally Blind, too. He's in Roselli and Isles.
Okay.
He's the sheriff in My Cousin Vinny. Just one of those guys who has just been a working actor for a long time and actually was the mechanic D-Day in Animal House way back 36, 37 years ago.
Right.
He's 67 today, so there you are at 623 right now.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the deep state has essentially now declared total outright war against the president, consistently leaking classified information, all in an effort to sabotage his presidency. And now, according to Breitbart, Trump is experiencing 7 times more national security leaks than Presidents Obama and Bush when they were faced with the same thing in their time in office. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee reported that the Trump administration faced a conservative estimate of 125 leaks with information potentially damaging to national security, all within 126 days. And I know the mainstream media is having a field day creating fake news about the Trump administration and Russian ties, but can they please do their jobs and report on our nation's intelligence community that is outright sabotaging this president?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at oktosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
So if you listen to the show regularly, you know Mr. Downs is more of a Star Trek kind of guy. I'm personally more of a Star Wars kind of guy, but I don't think either of us are nerdy enough to get into an actual fight over it. But these guys are. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So most Star Wars and Star Trek fans are very passionate, but we usually don't see that kind of passion leading them to the dark side.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
But a 23-year-old guy named Jerome White from Oklahoma City was at home with his 19-year-old roommate Burke Warren on Saturday afternoon, and they got into an argument over which was better, Star Wars or Star Trek. Unfortunately, we don't know which side Jerome was advocating for, but we do know it meant a lot to him because he wound up shoving Burke and then choking him. That must mean that he was arguing for Star Trek, because if he'd been a Star Wars fan, he probably would have tried to choke him from across the room using the Force.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
He was arrested for assault and battery because of course he was. Don't let your passions for something fictional like that get that far out of hand. I mean, come on. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Good morning, 628. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking the weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Kind of about the same thing going on today, except they're showing off the weather forecast. They're saying chance of rain between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Okay, see how that works. 94 is what they said the temp will be, with heat index around 102. Got to continue to do the same thing all week long, with chance of pop-up showers all the time because plenty of heat and some humidity. Right now, winds out of the south at 3, 94% relative humidity. Fair skies, we got 76.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Randall Quarles, who served in top Treasury Department positions under two Republican presidents, has been nominated by President Trump to take a key position on the Federal Reserve Board in charge of overseeing the banking system. Quarles was picked to serve as the Fed's vice chairman for bank supervision. The position gives him a key role in the administration's efforts to loosen the banking regulations imposed by the Dodd-Frank legislation Congress passed in 2010. That measure was aimed at cracking down on the risky bank practices that contributed to the 2008 financial crisis. Elliott Management, the largest creditor of the bankrupt parent of Oncor Electric Delivery Company, has unveiled a plan to best Berkshire Hathaway's deal for the Texas utility. utility with a bid worth $18.5 billion. Elliott says it's unhappy with the recovery of some creditors under an $18.1 billion deal announced by billionaire Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway on Friday. The hedge fund believes its acquisition offer would result in a higher payout to debt holders. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The next few months will be busy for volunteers with the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. The president of the memorial's board, retired General Randy House, says the Marines will be recognized for the first time when a statue for the Mexican War is dedicated the evening of Wednesday, September 13th.
Most Americans can sing the first verse of the Marine hymn.
Good point.
Which is from the halls of Montezuma. This memorial, we have a Marine breaking through the halls of Montezuma wall, and it's just fabulous.
And on December 7th, there will be an addition to the World War II Memorial thanks to fundraising from three chapters of the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Now we have an airman in the like of President Bush, naval aviator. We have a soldier who fought in World War II, European soldier. And between them, we're going to put Rosie the Riveter. She'll be with all her muscles right there.
Members of the board will also be on hand the evening of Saturday, August 5th, when the U.S. Navy Band performs at the memorial. The Bryan School District could be adding a new central office administrator.
On Bryan ISD's employment page is a listing for a chief of staff who will report to new superintendent Christy Whitbeck. According to the job posting, this person will serve as a key strategic advisor and problem solver for the superintendent. They'll also join the superintendent's cabinet or senior leadership team. It's a position that's not been approved by the school board. District spokesman says the board was notified of the intent to create the position, and the spokesman assumes the board will most likely be voting on the hire. WTAW News has asked school board president Trey Moore for comment. There are 13 bullet points to the 1.5-page job description for the position, which has a minimum salary of $104,000. Job posting was made 2 days after the school board approved pay raises for 70 campus principals and assistants, totaling $317,000. Dr. Whitbeck seeking someone with experience as a principal with a master's degree or a bachelor's with 6 to 8 years related experience and at least 5 years of that at an executive level. A copy of the job postings online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In Huntsville, police are looking for whoever put razor blades in park slides.
Using some type of device, maybe a lighter or something, melting the plastic on the slide and then embedding the razor blade into the slide itself.
Lieutenant Kurt Landrum says they're very fortunate to have caught this before anyone got hurt. Have you ever wanted to know why local water feels and tastes the way it does? That's part of the yearly City of College Station Water Report.
Second to last page of the report is the secondary maximum contaminant levels, things that are not regulated as like a public health issue, but things like sodium and total dissolved solids and pH. And those are the kind of things that when people say, oh, the water makes me feel all slimy. And well, yeah, it's really soft water, so it's actually not stripping your skin of the oils.
Right.
So that's why it feels really kind of slippery and why you only need like a quarter cup of shampoo, not the half cup size, which I learned to my detriment when I moved here.
Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation, speaking on our show, says the report is online at cstx.gov/waterreport. CHI St. Joseph Health's Cancer Center has announced receiving a $28,000 grant from the Regional Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Advocacy Organization. The money will go towards the purchase of kits that support early detection and treatment of a complication some breast cancers experience. The condition, called lymphedema, can lead to chronic painful swelling of the arms of breast cancer patients. The devices provide a rapid and non-invasive tool for measuring and monitoring lymphatic fluid. Three of four state prisons set for closure by the state legislature are shut down, and the fourth will be long before the deadline at the end of September. The Dallas Morning News reports prison staff have been offered jobs at rural locations where there have been shortages. Eight prisons have closed in the last 6 years as the state's inmate population has dropped by 10,000. State lawmakers expect the latest closures to save almost $50 million. Fallout continues at the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. The agency's acting director is the latest to resign after barely a month on the job amid continued criticism that the agency took taxpayer-funded trips to Hawaii and San Diego. That makes six high-ranking officials have left since May.
Earlier this year, the Texas Tribune reported the department had spent $85,000 in taxpayer money on out-of-state travel since 2011 and gave all expense-paid cars to top officials. The 2017 session of the Texas legislature blocked the TABC from any non-essential out-of-state travel for the next 2 years. Mitch Carr, TSN News.
TABC announced yesterday the departure of acting director Ed Swedberg, who had been in that position less than 2 months. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Do you and your friends consider brunching a competitive sport? Are mimosas your greatest source of vitamin C? Then the locally owned Village Cafe in downtown Bryan is your kind of place. The Village opens at 7 a.m. every day, and all of their dishes are made from scratch using fresh, locally sourced ingredients, including farm fresh eggs, local coffee, and handmade sausage. Brunch all summer long at the Village Cafe with $10 mimosa pitchers and $12 sangria pitchers. At the Village, they believe brunch should be enjoyed every day of the week. And don't forget to vote for the Village Cafe in the best of the Brazos.
Watercrest at Bryan voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Hey, good morning, 6:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure over the southeastern United States will keep our weather partly sunny and hot. We're going to be up probably to about 95 this afternoon. It does look like there's the chance of a stray shower or a thunderstorm later today. We'll turn partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow, maybe a storm later in the day. Temperatures, they'll reach 95. The outlook for Thursday, more sunshine, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, and a high of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, SEC Media Days began yesterday. We'll hear comments from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey as well as LSU head coach Ed Orgeron. Meanwhile, A&M junior offensive lineman Coda Martin was nominated for the 2017 All-State AFCA Good Works team. And after Lonzo Ball was benched with an injury, former player for A&M Alex Caruso displayed an impressive performance in last night's Lakers-Kings game. We'll take a look at the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. Well, cool. That's Alex Caruso. He's like a local guy.
He is.
He played for A&M Consolidated. Yep. And really grew up and was, again, pretty good basketball player in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Hope he gets
yeah,
a shot.
Yeah, no,
at
he
that.
Had a real, they, and they did a lot of like post game interviews with him, and he was great. Yeah, excellent. It was really cool.
All right. Well, that's kind of fun. We we don't get many A&M basketball players in the NBA, so maybe we'll have some more in the future, but that's cool. All right, 639. Here we go. It's the leader of the free world who has a phone.
So this is my favorite. This was yesterday, so some of you may have heard this one already, but if Chelsea Clinton were asked to hold the seat for her mother as her mother gave our country away, the fake news would say, Chelsea for prez. And then he really loves to retweet Fox and Friends because, of course, they're usually saying good things about him.
Of course they are.
But then just 40 minutes ago, right around when we started the show, he tweeted, the Senate Democrats have only confirmed 48 of 197 presidential nominees. Yeah. They can't win, so all they do is slow things down and obstruct.
Listen to him.
And that's all we've got, but they've been powerful.
Yeah, it's like they have four people working in the State Department. I mean, you know, they do have a lot of places that are not filled. So, but how about Leaky McLeakface, man? This, I mean, Comey has apparently well done what he was investigating about whether Hillary Clinton did or not.
Source tells Fox News James Comey's memos documenting his conversations with President Trump aren't considered government records. The senior Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, gives the fired FBI director the benefit of the doubt.
There are very few people that would know better how to draft a memo so it wouldn't fall into the classified area than Jim Comey.
Comey gave memos to a Columbia Law School professor who told Fox none of the memos were classified at the time he received them. But Comey may be criticized for what's called retroactive classification, the same issue that damaged Hillary Clinton's campaign. In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
So,
so the guy that gave Hillary Clinton a pass for doing that did it himself.
Yeah, apparently. Well, he said he thought he was a private citizen and he was doing,
it's all about intent again.
Yeah, He had said that that he was a private citizen and he believed as a private citizen it was important to get that information out.
Of course.
I understood this to be my recollection recorded of my conversation with the president and since I was a private citizen. But as she just said, once you go to work for the FBI, any kind of memos you're doing, you're not a private citizen anymore. You're working for the FBI. So there.
I didn't mean to rob the bank.
No.
I just didn't know they'd give me the money.
That's right. I had a gun and, you know, we just, there.
I didn't know.
So anyhow, the redistricting has started, the trial has started in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that story in the news.
And I do have the audio if you'd like to hear it more.
Yeah, in the earlier newscast, this was a guy from LULAC talking about how the Republicans had redrawn the congressional districts. Here we go.
There should be at least 53 state House members that would be minority if they were to draw them proportionately according to the population of the state of Texas.
53.
Yeah, isn't that silly? You think that they're going to actually do that? That's what gerrymandering is called,
right?
Okay? That's what they do. And I can remember, got to be an old guy to remember this, but there was a guy named Tom Craddock who was the Speaker of the Texas House. And in the elections back in 2002, 56% of the Texans who voted for U.S. Representative chose a Republican. But the Democrats still had more seats in the House. So they're going, well, that's not right. We can't do that. We need to draw the line so that they're really different and weird, that they help us. For instance, did you know that in Austin they have 5 different U.S. congressional districts in Travis County? 5.
Okay. Wow.
One of them is Bill Flores.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Flores, it just touches a little finger down in there.
Huh.
And so what they did is there's this guy named Lloyd Doggett, who's a liberal and has been a member of Congress for a long, long time. Okay? So he gets to keep one of his seats, okay?
Okay.
And so his goes basically along I-35 from East Austin down to East San Antonio. And what it does is it scoops up as many Democrats as possible so that the Democrats get one seat, but the other 4 are Republicans. Imagine that.
Funny how that works.
You know, Lamar Smith, who lives in San Antonio, has a district that includes and basically neutralizes the liberal area around the University of Texas. Okay. He's a member of the Tea Party caucus, and he represents the area around the University of Texas. How does that work?
Wow.
And that, you know, and one of them has a district that runs all the way up to near the Metroplex from Austin. How does that work? I mean, if you look at the map, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's right or good. I'm just saying that's what happens. And ever since they did that, I mean, and it happens in all the states. It just, Texas is very populous, and so we have a lot of members. And it's to the point where they give the Democrats, you know, a few little seats, and they get to sit over there and shut up, because after all, the Texas legislature is the one who has drawn the districts ever since. Well,
right.
Same thing happens in Florida. Same thing happens in California. That's why Republicans holding the state house is very important, because they'll draw the congressional districts. And surprise, surprise, they're going to help their party win.
Who would have thunk it?
I know. But, see, that's why this trial is really, really important in San Antonio, because they could force the legislature to come back and draw this again. And there's been some talk in years past, maybe they should put together a board of people, like five people, who do this rather than the elected officials.
Right.
And who are you going to get on that? You know, who's going to get nominated for that or seated on that?
I mean, nobody's going to be happy with, or not everyone is going to be happy with what they come up with.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. So, I don't know, maybe that's more fair. If you got everybody angry, then it might be a good system.
There we go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, and I haven't made arrangements yet, but we'll get Representatives Rainey and Cassell back in here, because the special session, they'll be going on before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, though, they have to do is the lawmakers have got to pass some sort of legislation that's going to extend the life of the governmental agencies, and that's the Sunset Bill. Then, if they decide to, they'll do the bathroom bill and all that other stuff. If they were smart, they would pass the Sunset Bill and hang it up. You say, okay, we're done. Because otherwise you're going to start getting into sanctuary cities, all this other stuff. And, and it's going to... it's just probably not a good thing to do. Remember, though, the governor is ultra popular. We found out he's twice as popular as Dan Patrick in the Republican Party. So
that's right.
So that means that maybe he can actually drive things. Maybe he can make it make the difference in this special session.
Yeah, we'll see.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, he's a different guy than Rick Perry in that he's not out there and as vocal as Perry was before the session started. But we'll see. Anyhow, it's starting up next week, 6:47 right now.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Bombers baseball, tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This is a stressful time for Texans, and that includes Texas trees. Cool, moist weather in the spring, if you happen to have that, has given rise now to the blast furnace of midsummer for most of us. Your prime concern these next couple of months will be in getting your prized landscape trees through the rigors. I have some guidelines. I'll be back with details after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's
hardback, every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're trying to help your trees survive the summertime, water is your first responsibility. Trees' roots are especially near the soil surface. Probably 90% of the roots will be in the top foot of soil. Those roots will compete quite efficiently with your turf grass and shrubs, so soak the soil deeply when you do water and then let it begin to dry out before you water again. Use a coiled soaker hose wrapped out near the drip line, the outer canopy, to provide supplemental water. New trees are handled differently. Their root systems are much more restricted, often within the original soil bowl, so you need to hand water new trees between turf waterings. Sprinkler irrigation alone won't be enough for new trees. You need to hand water them every other day, deeply. And while we're addressing the topic of new trees, this is a fine time to warn you of the danger of sunscald and borer invasion to the trunks of newly planted red oaks, live oaks, and pistachios. Those young trees have thin bark, so they're subject to cracking and splitting when they're exposed to the sun's burning rays. Put paper tree wrap on them from the ground up to the lowest limb and leave it in place a couple of years. That'll cut down on the sunscald, and that in turn will cut down on borer invasion. Established trees, especially large leaf fast-growing types, will probably start yellowing and dropping their oldest internal leaves. That's a reaction to the hot, dry weather. They put those leaves on back in the spring when they had promise of great moisture and cool weather, and then suddenly they realized, oh, well, we're in Texas. Let's get rid of some of these leaves. And that's what happens. Rake them up, keep the trees moist, and go on. That's all you can do. Trees can present you with damaged, even dead branches any time of the year, and you can certainly prune those out. If you're pruning oaks any time of the year, it's a good idea to use a pruning sealant. That will reduce the likelihood of oak wilt invading the trees, although it's not terribly active at high temperatures. You also ought to talk about the relationship of your trees and your house foundation with professionals. You don't want to have the tree take all the moisture out from beneath the foundation. On the other hand, you don't have to take trees out just because you have a house there. They can coexist. A root barrier is one option. A soaker hose is certainly a very good option. Keep the foundation moist. Watch your trees for early signs of pest problems. Learn to recognize them and step to the tree's rescues immediately if you see any of those problems showing up. I'm Neil Sperry, and the prime pests of summertime will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, yesterday kicked off day one of SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. First up to the podium was SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the 12 days between the finale of the College World Series and today, the unofficial kickoff to college football season, what we know as SEC Football Media Days. We used to sing 12 Days of Christmas. We're working on 12 Days of Summer. As a new song, it does go quickly.
The commissioner went on to list the SEC's accomplishments over the past year, as well as some changes for the upcoming season, including rules for transfer policies.
The idea that financial aid should not be tied to whether a school grants permission to contact. That's one of those control points in transfers. I think it's time for that to be not only discussed, but I think that's something that should move forward from my perspective, and that is my perspective. I also think the discussion about influence over communication and destination choices is both timely and should move forward rapidly.
Sankey also touched on instant replay, length of games, officiating, and the conference's media landscape. Meanwhile, Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema, Tennessee head man Butch Jones, and LSU's Ed Orgeron also spoke to the media. It was Orgeron's first Media Days appearance as head coach of the Tigers.
Two major things that I changed was I decided that I was going to treat every team member the same way that I treat my sons. I'm going to care about them. Show them that I love them, have their best interest in mind at all times. And then the next thing is I was going to treat every assistant coach with utmost respect.
Orgeron replaced Les Miles as the Tigers head coach on September 25th, leading them to a 6-2 record, including a 54-39 victory over Texas A&M at Kyle Field. The schedule for today features head of SEC officiating Steve Shaw, followed by Florida coach Jim McElwain, Georgia head man Kirby Smart, and Vanderbilt's Derek Mason. Coach Kevin Sumlin and the Aggs take the podium tomorrow. Speaking of A&M football, junior offensive lineman Coda Martin was named one of 146 nominees for the 2017 All-State AFCA Good Works Team, one of the most prestigious off-the-field honors in college football. Martin saw action in all 13 games last season with four starts and helped clear the way for a balanced Aggie offense. For A&M Women's Golf, senior Maddie Zurich was one of the last six players added to this week's U.S. Women's Open field. This is her seventh career appearance as an amateur in an LPGA-sanctioned event. Meanwhile, last night's Brazos Valley Bombers matchup against the Acadiana Canecutters was canceled due to weather. The Bombers return home to play the Generals tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. out at Nutribolt, and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a fly ball center field. There it is. Aaron Judge. All rise. That's your chance.
New York Yankees rookie Aaron Judge defeated Minnesota Twins infielder Miguel Sano 11-10 to win the home run derby on the eve of the All-Star game in Miami. Miami outfielder and defending champion Giancarlo Stanton was knocked out in the opening round by Yankee slugger Gary Sanchez 17-16. In the NBA, in last night's Lakers-Kings game, after Lonzo Ball took the bench for a tweaked ankle, former player for A&M Alex Caruso stole the show with an impressive performance. Caruso finished with 18 points on 7 of 9 shooting, 9 assists, 4 steals, and just 2 turnovers in his 30 minutes of action. And Wimbledon continues today with women's quarterfinal action after second seed Novak Djokovic takes on Adrian Monarino in a men's fourth round match. Venus Williams will take on Helena Ostapenko on center court before Johanna Konta faces Simona Halep. Over on court one, Svetlana Kuznetsova will meet Garbina Muguruza and Coco Vandeweghe will battle Magdalena Ribarikova. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
For over 35 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 16 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale welcomes Dr. Virginia Smith as the newest physician with Genesis OBGYN. Go to Genesis. This is OBGYN.com.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We know that when people's careers crater, what do? They try to get a job in radio.
Of course.
Because that's your last bastion.
Because apparently
being able to do
it's
anything.
Like easy or something.
A desperately unpopular governor with historically low approval ratings auditioned for a new job Monday, but he couldn't leave his old one behind. That's Chris Christie. Yeah, Chris, I'm a beached whale, Christie.
Yep.
Toted his 15% approval rating into Manhattan to host 4.5 hours of drive time sports talk on the biggest sports station in the New York metro area. He came in to sit in to Mike Francesca's show. He's been a legend at WFAN. And Christie came in, and sure enough, he got calls. John from Montclair, a famously liberal town, town that voted against Christie twice, called in. John wanted to talk about the Yankees, but the screener didn't catch his real intent. He just wanted to call and tell Christie he'd done a horrible job on the show that day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then another guy called and said, the next time you want to put your fat rear end, I think he used another word.
Probably.
On the beach, why don't you get in the car and drive to the beaches that the rest of us can use?
Yeah. Oh.
So we'll see how that works out. My Yikes. Guess is he'll probably have to be doing something other than sports talk up in that part of the world.
Yeah, I would think so.
Look for a high temperature day, about 94, so heat index will be over 100. We'll have that all week long. We do have a 30% chance of showers today. Right now, 76 at 7 o'clock. WTAW.